Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents The Stolen Jew by Jay Neugeborne. Jay Neugeborne is a novelist and short story writer who is currently writer-in-residence at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. His books include the novels Big Man, Sam's Legacy, and An Orphan's Tale, and a collection of prize-winning stories, Corky's Brother. He has also written a memoir, Parentheses, An Autobiographical Journey, which was published in 1970. His stories and essays have appeared in many magazines, including Esquire, Mademoiselle, The New American Review, and the New York Times Book Review. And his work has been reprinted in over 24 anthologies, including Best American Short Stories and the O. Henry Award Prize Stories. Neugeborne is the recipient of fellowships from both the National Endowment for the Arts and the Guggenheim Foundation. Earplay commissioned him to write an original play for radio. The Stolen Jew by Jay Neugeborne.
Yum bum 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 yum bum 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 ya ba bye diddy dum bum yum bum 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 yum bum 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 ya ba bye diddy dum ya ba 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 bum ba ba ya diddy dum bum wa diddy dum ba ba ya diddy dum bum ay 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 diddy dum ay 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 diddy dum. Ay, 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 diddy dum. Ay, 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 diddy dum. Oh, la 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 la.
Ah, Tzvi, my friend. Good morning.
Ah, good morning, Mendel. May I help you with something? I have some new novels by Mendel and Ansky just arrived from Russia.
Good, good, good. But first, I must congratulate you upon Noah's performance last night. Oh. I was there, you know, in Carnegie Hall. He was magnificent, Tzvi, magnificent.
Yes, I was there.
Oh, yes, 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 I know. I saw you. But is that all you have to say? Your son is the talk of New York. This morning in the New York Times, they compare him to Yasei and Paganini and Viotti. Mm. And all you can say is, I was there?
Ah, Mendel, here are the books I mentioned. Also, they sent me a new edition of Onegin, which I think
Tzvi,
you should have a look at.
My old friend, you are always the same. I want to talk of your son, and you want to show me books. Why?
Believe me, the Onegin is something you don't want to miss.
All right, don't answer me. I don't understand, though. We are friends, are we not? Ever since we came here to the Golden Medina of America on the boat together, we have been good friends, have we not?
Well, Mendel, I don't
know. But I was watching you last night, Tzvi, as I have watched you in the past whenever Noah was performing. His playing seems to bring you so little joy.
Noah is a good son. With the money earned from his concerts, he brought us here. With the money, he bought me this shop. He is a good son.
Of course, of course. But we are old friends, Tzvi. When my wife, may she rest in peace, died, who could console me as you did? Mm. Who could understand my loss?
I understand loss. That is true, Mendel. At loss, I'm an expert.
Well, I know how much you love Noah, how proud you are of him.
He's my life.
And yet, whenever you look at Noah while he performs, it is always as if you are not really seeing him, as if you are seeing some other boy. Is that true?
All right, Mendel. All right. Come, have a glass of tea with me. Perhaps you're right. We're old men. We've been good friends. And I should tell you what I'm seeing. You see, you're right. And yet, you're not. I'm not seeing another boy. I'm only trying to see him. A boy whose name and face I will never know. A boy who may be alive or who may be dead. Sit down, Mendel. I will tell you of what happened in our village of Bushtin many years ago, when the Kahila ruled our lives and the Tsar ruled the Kahila.
Oh, I remember. How I remember.
Yes, then you will understand why I came from Russia to the United States of America, and how in a moment when I had gained the most precious thing in all the world, yet in that same moment, did I lose
everything.
Quiet, my friends, quiet, quiet. Avrohom Dobmirsky, our revered leader of the Kahila, has Yahrzeit today. It is 5 years since his father, Moshe Ben Chaim, of blessed memory, passed away. So in honor of his Yahrzeit, Adon Mirsky is giving us a kiddush today, and we thank him. Let us sing the blessing over the wine.
Drink, my friends, and eat.
Yes.
Fill yourself, don't be shy.
Thank you, Adon.
There's food and drink for everybody.
Oh, as they say, Adon Mirsky, love is sweet like butter, but it tastes better with bread.
Thank you.
See, my cousin, my friend, why do you stay so far from me? Come and stand by my side. Tell me how my darling cousin Rivka is and your son Noah. Our precious Noah.
They're quite well, thank you, Avrohom.
They're quite well? Is that all you have to say? You, a man of such learning, a man of books and words and theory?
When a fool holds his tongue, he's thought clever.
Come, Svi, you're no fool. Do not mock me. This is a day when families should be close to each other. I remember you and I were boys together. I remember we came here to this synagogue on fast days with our little bundles of food and listened to my father and your father pray and argue.
And now that we've prayed, you wish to argue with me?
Your tongue grows sharper. That is the Tzvi I know and love.
Not so much as you love yourself.
I remember how proud my father was on the day you married Rivka, his favorite niece.
Avrohom, you disagreed with your father. You were against our marriage.
And see how I've changed. But your heart is still hardened against me. Come, fill your plate. Will it hurt you to eat my food and drink my wine? Today is a day on which you should soften your heart toward me.
Oh?
It's a day when my family may need to call upon family as never before.
What?
How a Noah's lesson comes from. Precious Noah. How he makes our life here in Bushtin beautiful.
Noah is well.
Noah is well. That is all you have to tell me.
Come out! Come out! I'm Mordechai! I'm a Mirsky! The edict! The edict is posted!
What? The edict? What does it say? Mirsky, tell us.
My friends, listen to me first.
The edict! 5 Jewish boys for the army of Tsar Nicholas! 5 boys to serve for 25 years!
No.
What?
The edict is posted and signed in the name of the Kahila by Adon Mirsky!
Avrohom, can it be?
I did what I could, my friends, believe me. If they had had their way, we would have had to give them twice as many of our sons. If I had let their army come into our villages...
It is true. It is true, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is true, but that is...
Can nothing be done?
Do not press me. I swear to you, I did what I could.
Mirsky, tell us what we must give you to free ourselves from the edict.
Me? I want nothing.
Read the edict to us, Adon Mirsky. Yes. Let us hear it from your own lips, then we will believe.
Let him speak, my friend.
My friends, do you think my heart rejoiced when I signed the edict? Do you think I'm made of stone? But if I did not do it, they would have come and taken our very best and wisest. They would steal our sons and our future. Listen to me. I know that I come as a thief and that some of you despise me even as you honor me. Let me be despised. History and God will be my judge. By having the courage to select 5 of our sons, I will keep the Tsar's army away from the doors of our village. Let us have the courage to cut off limbs from our own body so that the body itself may live. I and the other members of the Kahila will meet. We will perform our duty to the Tsar, and we will perform our duty to you and to our God. Believe me when I swear to you, it is better this way.
Notice, Yakov, he will not read the edict aloud as you asked, will he?
Shh. My hands are bloody only so that there might be less blood. It is not I who demanded that we choose who is to live and who is to die. Perhaps if we choose well, Those whom we send away will not die. Perhaps they will return one day. Tell me you understand, my friends.
Perhaps if you send a letter to the Tsar, perhaps he will be merciful.
I've already been to Moscow, have I not? And I have sent messages, many messages, eloquent messages. But I will write again, Reb Mordecai. I promise you all. But now I must go.
He will send the weak, and the simple, and the sick. He will send orphans and eight-year-olds. He will send the poor. God loves the poor, but he helps the rich.
How splendidly you play. Oh, if you play like that in Odessa, you will enchant them all.
Thank you, Uncle Avraham.
Do you remember when I gave you your first violin? Can you remember that day?
Yes, Uncle Avraham.
I consider it one of the happiest days of my life that I had the means to bestow such a gift upon my cousin's child, that I was able to be, if you'll forgive the phrase, the instrument for seeing that my nephew's great talent had the means to flourish.
We are forever grateful to you, Avraham.
Come here to me a minute, Noah. Come and sit on your uncle's lap. You're not too big for that yet, are you?
No, Uncle Avraham.
When you become a great virtuoso and play for the Tsar himself, will you be too big then and too famous to sit on my lap and kiss me? Yeah?
No.
Tell me something else, Noah. You're a very bright boy. Why is it that you will come here and play for me, but your father will not come here with you?
Avraham, what kind of a question do you put to the boy?
I'm only teasing him. We all know why your brilliant father cannot condescend to enter the door of my humble home.
But your home is not humble, Uncle Avraham. It is the most splendid home in our village.
Do you really think so?
You're the wealthiest merchant from here to Odessa. Everybody knows that.
Is it true?
Don't press the boy. He's very upset. He worries about his friends, about which ones he will lose.
Don't be clever, Rivka. Don't turn the knife.
You also get money from our taxes.
Taxes? What taxes?
The taxes on our meat and on our homes and our wool and on
what
silver.
A good boy you are to learn so well from your father. But the taxes are not for me, Noah. I am only the Tsar's agent, you see, and if it were not for me, the taxes would be far heavier. Believe me. Tell me if you can. Who do you think this Adon Jidfrai is, this coward who's been posting notices in the villages in the middle of the night?
Adon Jidfrai? Is that a real name?
Well, who do you think he is? I'm interested.
What does he write on his notices?
You haven't seen them?
No.
Nor have I, Avraham. The women were talking about them in the marketplace yesterday, but by the time I arrived, they had all been torn down.
Well, here's one I found only this morning. Fellow Jews, awake and listen and hear. Eyes have they, but they see not. Ears have they, but they hear not. Here's what the great Moses Maimonides ruled more than 5 centuries ago. If the pagan should tell the Jews, give us one of yours and we shall kill him, otherwise we shall kill all of you, then the Jews should all be killed. Not a single Jewish soul should be delivered. This is what your trusted friend, Adon Jidfrai, reminds you of, O exalted members of the Kehillah and humble people of the Jewish community of Burshtin. Signed, Adon Jidfrai, a free Jew. Does this signature look familiar to you, my son?
Avraham, how can you ask that of the child? Are you mad?
A bit. But not so mad that I cannot tell a rotten fish from its smell.
I will not listen to such accusations. Svi is right about one thing, that you are a vain fool sometimes. You believe that you can hear the grass grow.
I like that, to hear the grass grow. Very good, Rivka. Tell me one more thing, Noah. What do you think of what the great Maimonides ruled? Do you think he was right?
Well, Reb Mordecai says...
Not what Reb Mordecai says or what your father thinks. Tell me what you think, my son. Should we let many be killed so that one may live? Or should we let one be killed so that many may live? Tell me, if you were in my place, what would you do?
But I would not be in your place, Uncle Avraham.
Only you would come up with an answer like that. I would not be in your place, Uncle Avraham. You're a beautiful young man. All right. Go in the other room now and practice your violin.
Yes, Uncle Averill.
He's a beautiful young man, Rifke, inside and out. But Rifke, my darling.
Yes.
I fear for him sometimes. At night, as if he were my own son, I sometimes fear for his life. And I cannot sleep. How shall I put it? If event should move too swiftly along the wrong path, he might be lost to us.
But all is well with us, Abraham. I have assured you.
I know. Still, I beg of you, be careful. I beg of you that your husband be careful. His pride is such a dangerous thing.
But it is what I love him for.
I know about pride. I had such pride once upon a time. But of what use is pride to a Jew in my position, a man who must make such choices, a man who must bow down to the Tsar's agents and to generals and tax collectors and officials and...
Shalom, Abraham.
I see. I tire you. Shalom, Rifke. Be well. Rifke, remember, tell Noah to give my greetings to my friends in Odessa. They will take him in as if he were my own child.
Yum, bum, 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 yum, bum, 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 yum, bum, bum, dee-dee-dum.
And you are the nephew of our great good friend, Avraham Dovmirsky. And you have journeyed all the way from your village to perform for us at our soiree, haven't you? And we are so delighted that you did. We hope you will come again soon. And now, my friends, the evening continues with refreshments. Des boissons et pâtisseries, du café et du thé, des spécialités très recherchées. Noah, come with me. What would you like to eat?
Well, the food looks beautiful, Madame Brodsky, but I'm afraid that I cannot eat it. We are observant Jews in my family.
Ah, how wonderful. In addition to being a virtuoso, Noah is also a young tzaddik. All the food is kosher, dear Noah. We are Jews, too. Do you think all the Jews in the world are poor and eat only bread and onions and herring?
May I go to my father, then, please? He has not eaten all day.
I did not know he was here. I thought you came with only the poor cart driver.
He is my father.
And what is his name, my darling?
Svi Toporovsky.
And his profession? Is he a professional cart driver?
He is a book peddler and a scribe. In our village, even Reb Mordecai consults him
but
when he...
But of course. Footman?
Yes, madame.
Bring me the cart driver. He is waiting by the front door.
Of course, madame.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special announcement. I would like you all to know that the father of this prodigy, our own Jewish Paganini, if I may here invent the phrase, he is with us tonight.
He is here, madame.
Ah, then, you must be Tzvi Toporovsky, the father of Noah.
I am.
We are grateful to you, and we honor you for your son's great gift. He was worried that our food was not kosher, and when I assured him that it was, he asked me to bring you here. He said you were very hungry.
It's not true, Papa. That's not
come
why I said...
Come and partake with us. The boy's excited.
I'm not hungry, madam. Thank you for your kindness, but my son and I must go. It's late. The boy is tired. We are grateful for your hospitality.
Oh, but I haven't touched the boy's fingers yet. May I touch them, my precious one? Oh, they are so tender, like a baby.
And yet the sounds that he can make.
The Jewish Paganini.
Yes, I like that, Madame Brodsky.
You will give a kiss to your uncle for me, my sweet, will you not? And now I see that the salon has been cleared for dancing. Form your lines, ladies and gentlemen. Monsieur and Madame.
La 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 la.
Where are we going, Papa?
Nowhere.
But we can't be going nowhere if our horse is moving in front of us.
Don't worry so much. You go to sleep. Go to sleep. A musician. You worked so hard. You played so beautifully, I could hear you through the window.
But this is not the road we took this morning. Please tell me where we are going.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, you'll never rest, hmm? We're going to see a friend. But I promised this friend not to reveal who he is.
Right? Is your friend in danger?
Yes.
Then what if the police should see us visiting him? What if they should report us to the Kahila?
Yes, sure. Don't worry. Yes, the police and the Kahila are mighty, and they are to be feared. But it's very late, and it's very dark. And your papa is a careful man. If anybody should stop us, I'll be full of stories, believe me.
You are always full of stories, Papa.
Boy, lean against me here. I'll keep you warm. I'll cover up those fingers, all right? Good. When a poor man eats a chicken...
Then one of them is sick.
When it's time to send for the angel of death...
Be sure to send a lazy man.
No. Use the blanket. The night is cold.
I like being alone with you, Papa, in the middle of nowhere.
You know, my father, Zanzel the book peddler, once told me the story of Reb Nachman of Bratislav, the goodbye rabbi. Did I ever tell you about him?
Would you?
He was called the goodbye rabbi because after his wife died and his last daughter was married, he decided to leave Russia for Jerusalem so he could be buried in the Holy Land. So he began by saying goodbye. He went from village to village, even here to Bushville, my father said. And in each little town, he said goodbye to his old friends and, of course, to the new friends he made along the way. Well, of course, he was invited for dinner. He was given bags of food for his journey. His clothes were mended. He had a place to sleep every night. And naturally, he accepted small donations. In return, he promised to send earth from the Holy Land or to say a prayer at the grave of Rabbi Meir, the miracle worker, to contact a lost relative, to chant at the wailing wall, to do all sorts of things for the people he was leaving behind who would never see the Holy Land.
And then?
Reb Nachman said goodbye for many, many years. You see, my son, saying goodbye was regarded by Jews in those days as a perfectly respectable way to make a living.
You are always full of stories, Papa.
Whoa, hold it there.
Is that you, Tzvi?
Yes, Reb Mordecai. Quiet, please, my boy's sleeping.
Shalom. We've been waiting for you. How did it go in Odessa?
Shalom, Tzvi. How did it go? Oh,
he played beautifully. As for his audience, let me not say. It would make me too angry were I to tell you of their attitudes, their condescension. It's all quite clear to me. There are Mirskis everywhere. They love our ignorance and our poverty, and they mean to see us continue in ignorance and poverty forever so that they might live like Gentiles.
Shh. I see Noah stirring. Here, take the bundle and hide it well.
Yes.
Tzvi, it was an honor for me to print the poems of this Adon Jidfrei.
Yaakov, you're a brave man. If we cannot change things...
We do not talk of if. We talk only of what will be, if not.
It is only 3 days until the choices are announced.
I must go now, my friends. There's work to do before morning prayers.
I'll be with you,
Tzvi. Shalom.
Shalom. Singen verschollen, singen am Morgen und Hass und am Neut. Singen verschollen, singen verbreut. Boyen am Morgen und Neut. Boyen am Morgen und Neut.
Good morning, Tzvi, my cousin.
Good morning, Abraham.
Now that we have said our prayers, it is perhaps time for our poems. Look at what I found nailed to my door this morning to greet me as I left my home to come to the synagogue. Tell me, Reb Mordecai, would God mind, do you think, if I recited a poem in his sanctuary?
As you wish, Avraham.
But perhaps one more learned than I should read it. Sri, why don't you read this to us? It is a poem entitled The Wolf of Bershti.
Without offense, I would prefer not to, Avraham.
Then what about you, Yaakov? Don't you followers of the Haskalah, you enlightened members of the community, don't you read novels and poems along with your Talmud?
I would rather not, Adon Mirsky.
You see, my friends, you see how grown men are frightened of reading mere words from a piece of paper. I am criticized and reviled behind my back, but when it comes to doing, I am the only one with the courage to do.
We are frightened of the edict, Avraham. That is why we are afraid to read. We fear for our sons and the sons of our brothers. Only you have the power to save us.
But I am you, Reb Mordecai. I am only the man you selected to preside over the Kehillah. I speak for you and argue for you and plead for you. And then I'm given gifts such as this to show the community's gratitude.
Trust you, Ademir.
Did I invent the edict? Did I cause others to hate the Jews?
But we are distraught, Avraham, and we pray to the Almighty and ask him why he visits such suffering upon us.
Let him read. Let us hear. The day is short and there is work to be done.
Very well, my friends. I shall read it. The Wolf of Bershtin. There was once a wolf unlike the others, for he preyed upon his brothers. He preyed on others, true, but most of all preyed on the Jew. But a wise old wolf among them said, he is a wolf, it may be true. Still there is this that we can do. To him we can refuse to give the honor and food that let him live. And that is the beginning. Oh, my Jews, we are saved if we refuse. I am no scholar of poetry, but the work of King Solomon, this is not. It is signed, Adon Jidfrei, a free Jew. Well, Zvi, my cousin, since you're a peddler of books and poems, tell us what you think.
I don't think about such things, Avraham. You do that sort of thinking for all of us.
The Wolf of Bershtin.
Here, Tzvi, here are the new pages.
Come in, Yaakov.
I dare not. The police are everywhere tonight.
Everywhere is nowhere. Adon Jidfrei will elude them.
I must go.
Are you afraid to be with me, Yaakov?
I am afraid for my son. If Mirsky should learn...
I understand your fear, Yaakov, but there are no printers in Bushton without sons.
Well, I've spoken with Sarah and Reb Mordecai, and I must tell you that I can help you no longer. I gave my word to you, and I fulfilled my word, and now I am free of my vow. No more, Tzvi, no more. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Yaakov. I understand. I heard the silence in the synagogue yesterday when Mirsky spoke, and I heard the laughter when he made his joke. His power is too great for us.
Then I beg you, Tzvi, you too should cease. Burn this bundle of papers.
No. No. Even if we can do nothing, we must speak the truth, my friend. The Torah tells us.
Torah. Of what use is the Torah to a man who will lose his son?
When God called upon Abraham, he took Isaac, his beloved son, up to the mountains, and there he bound him with brambles.
I'm not Abraham, Tzvi. I'm but an ordinary man. I'm not so brave. Well,
who is, my friend? Who is?
Then you too will cease.
Good night, my friend. Be well. I pray for your son.
And I for yours.
Wenn genit und klug genit, mein teiere Karl, noch dir will ich benken, mehr wie noch alle. Oi, 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 oschke furta weg. Noch haschu, noch haschu, der Poes geht weg.
How peaceful you seem tonight, Sweet.
Ah, yes. To be with my wife and son. To be reading. To be listening to my son play. To know that you're both near me.
I spoke with the women today. Those who have an only son will always be spared, they say.
Oh?
The scholars and the young men already married, the sons of widows and the only sons. They do not fall under the edict.
Yes, yes, perhaps, Rivka. I hope you're right. I hope our family has nothing to fear.
Perhaps you have been too harsh with Avraham, Zvi. Perhaps you should make some gesture.
And ask forgiveness? Never.
I only said a gesture. I did not ask you to beg anyone for anything. To be a Jew, rich or poor, is no easy thing. Avraham has disobeyed the Tsar's commands many times. He has given his jewels so that the number of boys might be less.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But tell me this, Rivka. Can it be good that one man preys upon another for his own survival? Now, you tell me that, and I will bow down before your beloved cousin.
I'm not against you, Svi. But I ask you to understand his position.
Rivka. Perhaps you're right. I do judge too harshly. Maybe I am, as Mirsky says, like the man who will never fall, because he's already lying down.
Who could that be at this hour? Avraham, we are honored. Please, come in.
Our beloved Rivka, I was passing by and I thought I heard...
Svi, it is Avraham.
Yes, so it is. Good evening, Avraham.
Good evening. Ah, goose cracklings, am I right? Ah, how I adore the odors of frying goose fat and onions. They remind me of my childhood.
What you adore, Avraham, is that such odors are in our kitchen and not in yours.
Svi, he is a guest in our home.
What you adore is the distance you have traveled since you were a child and your family was poor like ours.
Your love for me is touching, Svi.
I am sorry, Avraham. He is not himself of late. He is so worried for the news that you will bring to us tomorrow.
Oh, but I enjoy his small barbs, Rivka. Who else speaks to me so frankly? Without Svi's words, my life would be dull indeed.
Let me get Noah. He will want to greet you.
No, stay. Now, let me listen to him play. Like the music of the angels. You know, when I was in Odessa a few days ago, they said to me, Mirsky of Burshtin. Isn't that where the boy with the golden fingers comes from? The Jewish Paganini?
We are proud. Here, sit by the stove where it is warm. I will put on more kindling for light.
Thank you. Ah, Tzvi, what a life it is. Do you know the dangers I live with? What it means to be forced to sell liquor to Russian peasants?
Forced?
And now, God bless the Tsar, with Jews expelled from the frontier, Jews who would get me my goods without taxes, if you know what I mean. Do you know how my profits dwindle?
I know nothing of these things, Avraham. I'm not a man of such business.
You're lucky, then. The authorities demand more in bribes, the tax collector threatens me, the landlords demand higher fees, the peasants hate me because my prices rise.
Why are you telling me all this, Avraham?
In truth, I'm like a poor grain of wheat being squeezed between the millstones of the aristocracy and the peasants. And then when I return to my own village, where do I find? My family and my fellow Jews, I find that they too are rising up against me. Do you understand that? Sometimes I think that you're the only one in our whole village who really understands what my life is like. Do you know why?
No, please tell me.
Because your life too is in danger. Not only you, your whole family. Your son Noah is in danger.
I don't understand that.
Don't pretend, Svi. How I envy you to have a son. I have three daughters. May they marry scholars and live to have sons themselves. Oh, what it would be to lose such a son. I, having none, can only imagine.
What are you saying, Avraham?
Ah, Rivka, my dear, please, another glass of tea. I have some business to discuss with Svi.
I will go, Avraham.
Only for a few minutes. My business can be dispatched speedily, I assure you.
Yes, Avraham, I will go.
Thank you. Men like us, men who are not afraid of the world, comrade, men who are not afraid to risk great dangers, we can understand one another.
Say what you have to say and be done with it, Avraham.
You and your beloved Maskilim, you and your dreams of free Jews. Here, read this.
I will not read.
Why? What are you afraid of? It's only a poem. Before, in these poems, we had wolves and birds and lambs, but now I read that there is also a golem amongst us, the golem of Burshtin, whose evil afflicts us all, who poisons wells and drains the blood. What nonsense! But do you really think I am offended by your poems?
I know that nothing I can say or do could offend you, Avraham.
I am the one who saves Jews, who sees to it that we get enough food in winter, and that our best students do not go off to die in Siberia. Svi, soften your heart toward me. That is all I ask.
Never.
What did you say?
I said never. Punish me as you wish. You have the power. If you can prove that I'm the author of these verses. But don't ask me to love you.
Listen to me. I have the power. I can arrange anything. Let me be your friend. A wise man hears one word and understands two. Do you hear me?
What are you asking?
Only a small thing, and yet to me so... so valuable. I ask only this. You give me your solemn promise that this Adon Jidfry will cease his child.
Never.
What did you say?
Never.
You sin greatly, my friend, to put yourself above the needs of your family, to put the thoughts of your small mind above the health of the community. Your disease makes my heart heavy.
And your disease will be fatal to us all.
You have flattered me enough for one lifetime, my friend. Good night, then. Good night, my foolish cousin.
Hurry, hurry.
Reb Mordecai.
Where's Noah?
Reb Mordecai, what is it? Come in. You look as if you've seen the angel of death.
Take the boy and flee. The police are coming. They have taken Yaakov and his son to prison.
No.
Tzvi, our child.
Rivka, take him to the forest.
Quickly, Tzvi, quickly. Their horses come.
Take this bread and this blanket for the night.
But what will you do?
I'll give you time to get far away with the boy. I'll talk to them. I'll reason with them.
Dirigeltum, noyoyoy, dirigeltum, boje moi. Dirigeltum, grogie voi, dirigeltum, smetson. Dirigeltum, noyoyoy, dirigeltum, boje moi. Dirigeltum, grogie voi, dirigeltum.
Tzvi, I hope you've eaten well. We are not keeping you in prison because of any crime. I spoke to the head of the police. I asked him to let you rest here for your protection until the army list is completed. Fortunately, I've managed to delay it.
Avraham, if you wish to protect me, why do you let my enemies in to visit me?
It is good to see that our situation has not affected your tongue.
You're worse than a golem, Abraham, because you're made of flesh.
Don't you think you might grant me my one small request?
Tell me, Abraham, as my father used to ask, why are there so many Hamans, but only one Purim?
Tzvi, the real Hamans, the real wolves are coming into our village to steal our life's blood, our Yiddish and our kaftans and our sidelocks, and soon our Sabbath. They want us to read the word of God, his holy Torah, in German and in Russian. They want us to study science and mathematics. Tell me, Tzvi, when we were all present at Sinai, did God speak to Moses in Russian?
How you change things. How you distort to suit your own foul ends. You only know how to kiss the hem of the Tsar's garments. You bow down to idols.
I do the things I do so the Jewish people may have a chance to live. I know how base are some things I do.
But you could refuse, Abraham, don't you see? If all of us refuse to do the Tsar's work
then
for him...
what? How little do you understand of the world's ways or the power that rules us all? Even now, when your only son may... How little you understand.
Then I am blessed to be living in such ignorance.
What you do not want to see, my friend, is that the Tsar is afraid of men like me. I understand the world's ways, which are laid over with money and power. The Tsar is afraid of me because of who I am and because of what I do. Do you hear me, my brave friend? If you stay at home, you will never wear out your shoes.
And as my father also said, if the rich could hire others to die for them, the poor could earn a very good living.
Oh, you're very clever and very foolish. The Tsar wishes to destroy the Kahila just as you do. But you cannot and he cannot. How will he get the taxes we have kept from him? Tell me that.
You continue to use your power over him so that he may use his power over us. How will we ever live? How will we ever live like men, Avraham?
So, give me your solemn promise that you will silence Adon Jidfry.
No, never.
So be it. Now I will prove your weakness in the truth of all that I have been saying. Now you will have to bear in your heart all that I must bear every day of my life. We'll see if you're strong enough to bear it. We'll see what kind of a man you truly are. Guard! Bring them in!
Noah!
Father! Oh, Tzvi, my darling. Tell me what is happening. Please, tell me.
Rivka, Noah, I must be the one now to tell you that I've been unable to prevent what had to be. I read to you what I have been ordered to read. For the offenses against the Jewish community of Bershtin, and by the power given the Kahila to draft at any time any Jew who is guilty of any offense not tolerated by the community, I, Avraham Dov Mirsky, leader of the Kahila, order that Tzvi Toporovsky, the book peddler, give up on the third day of Kislev next his only son for service in the army of the Most Supreme.
No, Avraham, no.
Mother.
My dearest cousin, do not grieve before the day is over, for I have a plan. Your Noah may yet be spared. Do you hear what I say?
Tell us.
I beg of you, Avraham. Please. Please.
Do you think that I would have come here to tear my cousin's only son away from her? You will see, Tzvi. Perhaps it is better that you refused my wish. For now, you will come to understand just what my life is like.
Please tell us, Avraham. Only tell us.
Did I ever tell you, Noah, what my father taught me? That a fool can grow without rain? Noah, my child, Your father is the fool. You think the Kahila wishes to take our best young men and send them into the misery and death?
Abraham, please tell us.
Rivka, listen to my words. I have come to save your son. Here, I will prove it. Here.
So much money, Uncle Abraham.
Abraham, what
tell
is
us.
It?
There's nothing to tell. This is my gift to you. I know that you're poor, and so I give you this money. There. There's my gift to you, Svi. And I ask nothing in return. Do you see how you misjudge me? A gift.
Tell us.
Keep it or return it. The choice is yours. If you give it back to me, I will use it to save your son. You see? There is your choice. There is my plan. With this money, I can pay to have another boy, one not so gifted as Noah, sent in his place. Oh, that power I have.
You are an evil man, Avraham.
And you are a virtuous one?
Svi, I beg of you. Save the boy. I beg of you.
Oh, the great man thinks. Can he give up his only son, a son who now chooses to put such beautiful faith in his father? Or will he perhaps beg his cousin's forgiveness and promise that Adon Jidfry will be silent forever? Well, better a good enemy than a bad friend.
I am sorry, Svi. Forgive me. The choice is yours. We will abide by it.
Well, the great man thinks, and he thinks that even if I recall the dread edict, I will still have to send another boy in Noah's place.
As you had planned to do all along, Avraham, it's clear to me now. You were the true coward. You were the one who cannot bear the truth. It's true, you must make difficult choices, evil choices, and I see now that all you wanted is that the act, for this one time, be by somebody else's hand, by my hand. You want me to choose. No, to seem to choose.
To seem to choose? How you play with words. Don't you see, Svi, that sometimes, no matter what we do or what we choose, we cannot remain innocent? That sometimes, and especially for Jews, all choices are evil choices?
Here. Take the money. I return it to you. Do with it what you will.
Svi, my darling, may God bless you. And you too, Abraham. And may he forgive us all. Noah, my precious, my love.
Svi, my friend, you've done the right thing. You've saved a life. You've acted as all fathers would act. You're not so different then from other men, except that you will be able to understand me better now, won't you? What the anguish of my life is. We will all become brothers.
Do not mock me. You have what you want. Now leave us, please.
Don't worry, Svi. I will order the Tsar's men to choose a strong young Jew who will be able to survive. You have my word. But to spare you, this is what else I will do. I vow never to reveal to any of you which of the five whose names I post tomorrow will be the one who has taken Noah's place.
Oh, please, leave us now.
But you see now that I was telling you the truth, don't you? That I would never be a man to open gates that I could not close.
You are the one who uses words with cleverness, Avraham, and I pray that the Lord may visit upon you the evil you visit upon others.
Svi.
You're right. The act is by my hand now, and sometimes all choices are evil choices. But someday we Jews will not live like slaves, Avraham.
And when that day comes, my friend, I will be Moses, and you with your words will be Aaron, yes?
Someday we will live like men, Avraham. Someday.
On the day upon which, as they say, the whole world will be Jewish. That's me. What a rich joke that is. What a rich joke.
And so you see, my friend, that ever since, whenever Noah plays, his music carries me across the ocean. And I try to picture that other boy. For Mirsky kept his promise. I never knew which one he was.
From our village also, Svi, I remember. They came and took boys, and more than boys.
I never knew which one he was. But it hardly matters. For none of the boys ever returned to Bushton. And sometimes I see him riding across the frozen tundra, spurring his horse with abandon, a shimmering sword raised high in his right hand. His eyes are narrowed like those of a half-starved wolf. His chest is bared, and against the black curls, a silver medallion glistens. The Star of David. The Star of David, my friend. Can't you see it? Can't you remember what it was like when all choices were foul Can't you remember when to be a man and a Jew was so hard? When to be a man and a Jew was so hard.
Der Poest geht weg. Kuif mir nicht kein Lockenes und mach mir nicht schein. Kuif dir ab und Stiefelach, zum Frisiv darfst du gehen. Oh, ja, 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 Joschke fort weg. Noch a Schuh, noch a Schuh, der Poest geht weg. Wenn genit und klug genit, mein Teiere Karl, noch dir will ich bänken, mehr wie noch alle. Oh, joh, 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 joschke fort weg. Noch a Schuh, noch a Schuh, der Poest geht weg. Die Bahn ist schon gekommen und es hat mir schon erschreckt. Ui, wie Mammin, juhu, Joschke fort weg. Oh, joh, 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 Joschke fort weg. Noch a Kusch und noch a Kusch, der Poest geht weg.
The Stolen Jew by Jane Newdeborn. Howard De Silva played Avraham Dov Mirsky, and Lawrence Luckinbill was Tzvi. Andrea Markovici played Rivka, Merwin Goldsmith played Mendel, Florence Stanley played Madame Brodsky, Arnold Soboloff was Reb Mordecai, and Danny De Silva was heard as Noah. The songs were arranged and performed by Marta Schlama, and the violin music was performed by Glenn Ash. The play was directed by Joel Gerstmann, produced by David Pat, and engineered by Marv Nunn. The Stolen Jew was recorded in New York by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.
Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.